Mr. Ziegler.
Hello. Hi, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hope I haven't disturbed you.
No.
Take as much time as you can to conserve yourself over this weekend.
But no, don't worry. I am. I'm going to see Bill Rogers right now.
Yes, sir. I had a nice long talk with Bob, and I wanted to pass this on to you, if I may, before you have your talk.
Yeah.
I think he indicated to you that both John and Bob are very comfortable now about the decision.
Of leave of absence?
Yes, sir.
But not resigning?
Right, of leave of absence. So that is passed. In other words, there's no further problem with that. In thinking of the timing and discussing this in very frank terms with Bob, something he mentioned sparks me in a way that it is something that I know you are considering, but I would like to say it from an overall standpoint, seems to me to be the master stroke in all of this.
What's that?
That is, if action is taken, which is action typical of President Nixon, before the speech, which is dramatic in itself.
I should announce it, you mean, huh?
No, sir.
No.
Can make the speech the final breaking off point for the president. What I have in mind simply is this. If, for example, over the weekend,
mm-hmm.
Rogers is named as the Attorney General.
Yeah.
If, over the weekend, Rogers is in a position where he takes charge of the prosecution, and if Rogers is in a position to name a special prosecutor, that action in itself will then allow the presidency to totally remove itself from this whole process. And the reason I wanted to make this point is something you should be aware of. One of the things that Woodward said the other day, and one of the things that I think we can anticipate coming, is a run at Peterson and a run at the investigation.
Yeah.
Woodward made the point that
they
have some information on Peterson, not in relation to this, but in relation to the action he took in a previous case, a fairly recent case, apparently.
Yeah.
Where he can come under some criticism.
Yeah.
And that in itself could perhaps, tend to not,
mm-hmm.
Carry things through in a positive way, but...
The difficulty with the special prosecutor, it'll be months before they could ever learn the case, but...
Well, but the thing of it is, it's not starting a new investigation.
Yeah.
But it would be picking up from where it stands now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you mean not have them resign?
No, sir. The
not have them not have them give their leaves now.
No, sir. Absolutely.
Their leaves have got to go forward now.
Yeah. Here's basically the scenario as it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Over the weekend, an announcement of the fact that Rogers would be Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
Also, at the same time, an announcement of the fact that Haldeman and Ehrlichman are taking leaves.
Right.
Which they're totally prepared to do.
Right.
And in that context, announce as Rogers moves in to take charge of the justice.
But Rogers wouldn't have to announce special prosecutor. He's got to find one, you mean?
Well, but that's good enough by simply saying that because of the developments, Rogers moving in, and he will be authorized to bring in a assistance of some sort. It wouldn't have to be special prosecutor to work directly with him to carry out and finish the process.
Right, right. I get your point, so as to clean up the Peterson thing, I get your point.
That's correct. And then, on Monday, or after this is announced, Sunday afternoon, or whenever, move vigorously on Dean.
Well, on Dean, my thought was on moving vigorously on Dean was to simply have, rather than the fire, I think it's just to have Garment coldly go in and say, the president is accepting your resignation.
Right.
You are placed on leave of absence, and I'm taking over your duties, John, until this thing is cleared up.
Well, one thing, I think in the scenario I'm just mentioning, particularly on the Dean thing, based on the information you have in terms of Dean, would be to have Garment go in and say, because of the moves we're taking, we're accepting your resignation, you say.
Well, I think he should be treated the same as the others. I don't know, but... basically, let's face it, there's got this problem. Dean, maybe you're not as worried about that. Dean knows a hell of a lot about... about Alderman Ehrlichman. I mean, most of which I think they can handle. He also has one gun pointed at the president in the fact that conversation I told you in which he did discuss the possibility of, told me about that damn thing, his conversation about, well, Hunt needs money, and that was on the 21st of March.
I'm not worried about that.
We started our investigation so he could say, well, the president knew all that information and sat on it and didn't do anything.
But you did.
No, I know. I did. I'd conducted it, but why didn't I turn that over immediately to the attorney general?
Because you were determining what the facts were. I'm not worried about that in the least.
Yeah.
You see, I think in approaching this, the whole Dean threat should just be totally eliminated.
Yeah.
Of course, I think Secretary Rogers.
Well, let me say this: the leave of absence will be enough. I mean, I don't think that's as. I know that Alderman Ehrlichman feels strongly he should resign and be put in a different position, but. But Ron, leave to me. If a leave of absence is not a bad move, I mean it's a pretty good move with him, is it not? And we replace him. We don't replace the others.
Right.
Are you insisting on a resignation?
No, I'm not. You'll have to judge that based on what you have.
Yeah.
I was just thinking in terms of a scenario which would lead up to a opportunity on Monday night for you to really turn this whole. In other words, it's based on this. You were received assurances from your staff. When you sensed wrongdoing, you moved.
You've been
consumed with it. Now you're turning it over to a man who is highly respected, and it would be a masterstroke, I think.
Yeah. If we could, well, I don't know whether Rogers would ever do it.
Well, in terms of Secretary Rogers doing it, I think that
he won't do it. Maybe I may get Richardson to do it.
Well, the main thing on Rogers, I think, is this gives him an opportunity. And I think Rogers would want this. He's had an opportunity to serve as Secretary of State through a very key period.
And he used to be Attorney General.
But this gives him an opportunity in terms of serving the president to give you a chance as president to move on with your work and for him to step in and play a very key role in bringing things back into order.
Well, let me talk to him to see whether there's any possibility of it, Ron. I'll call you back on it.
In other words, he has an opportunity to help the president pulling this thing together.
All right. Okay.
But I just want.
That's a very good thought, and I appreciate your coming up, and I mean, I appreciate your letting me giving your benefit. I can see the point. Let me bet it out with him.
Understand that in terms of build up for the Monday night speech, this type of action, particularly with you at Camp David. Is the type of thing that will I think
maybe I should announce Rogers in my speech.
Well, I think it's better. It would be better not to have in your speech a major news element like that.
Yeah, I see.
I think this could go today, tomorrow, and then Monday night. Then you address the matter to the American people. The first part of the speech on the Watergate thing. The second part of the speech on the future and what you.
Just talked to my daughter Tricia, who came up to tell me. You know, she's a sweet child, and told me the family had met and that they felt strongly that Alderman Ehrlichman should resign.
Yes.
Of course, the feeling they should resign is very strong, as you know, but, Ron, don't you think the leave of absence is almost going to, in the public mind, be as equivalent to resignation or not?
Yes, sir.
Or not?
Well, it won't be quite there, but you thought this through so much, Mr. President, that your wisdom...
Well, frankly, it isn't my wisdom. It's the fact we've got two guys that say that we may be sending them to jail.
That's right. And
I've got to think of that.
Yes, you do.
Because I think they're innocent.
Yes, sir.
Then I'm just not going to do that.
I understand, and that's what I mean. That is, in your wisdom, that's your decision.
That's right.
But I think this, Mr. President, I think this action, which I had not thought about, but having discussed it, and obviously you had thought about it, but an action where you move... On the Justice Department side, you move in terms of Rogers, you know, bringing Griswold in to work on it, or whoever, Rankin or someone like that.
Yeah.
Not as a special prosecutor to start a new investigation, but to carry it through.
Right.
Will give more weight of action to the leave of absence in the Dean move.
Right.
And only if Rogers, and I think this is a very compelling argument to make to him, only if Rogers moves in there will it allow you on Monday night to separate yourself from this matter and move ahead.
That's right. And to say I've got the man that I totally depend upon.
Right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, sir.